This recording, Finland 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Okay, my father is American, my mother is a Finn, and I was brought up speaking Finnish, but I heard English spoken by my father, mostly to my mother, and of course through television. And then I visited here for a couple of times in my youth, during summer, so I got kind of influence from those trips. And then I started in the 5th grade to study English in school, and I studied for 8 years English there. And of course they teach you a more kind of neutral accent, usually not very British, not too American. And then of course my father, he doesn't have a really American accent. Some say he has a kind of mid-Atlantic, almost, so-called. But I think he didn't develop a very... He was from Oklahoma, but he didn't develop a really... very kind of particularly American accent in that way. And at work he speaks almost mostly with a British colleagues at the university, so he doesn't have very American accent as such. And then about my accent, of course I lived here for 1.5 years studying, so that probably has some influence. I know how much, because I don't know how I've been changing. I visited of course London, but I didn't it was weak. I just learned that I don't understand many people there, especially people speaking Cockney. Going to a new place is like going to preschool, remembering like the first day of school or something like that. Those are probably the most memorable things. So I could tell some of my friends here, I could choose in summer 3 places I could swim. In the lake, in the... That would be, of course, not salty water or sweet water, fresh water, and then in the sea, or in the 50 meter long swimming hole. Yes, I could choose. the water in the sea there isn't very salty, because of the it's kind of half and half. It's not very. It's like, because the Baltic Sea doesn't receive much salt from the Danish straits, what do you call them. Last time I thought I swam there, it seemed to be pretty salty. But sometimes they get kind of, they can so call them like pulses of salty water. Well, the May 1st is pretty big. It's kind of the beginning of summer or spring, I don't know. And then the Midsummer Festival, that's a big thing. And then, of course, Christmas. Those are probably the biggest. Yes.